But I never understood, why am I in a meeting? I understand what meetings are about. I kind of get an idea of what AA is about and what recovery is about in terms of the process. But why? What's the purpose of me going to a meeting? I just thought it was kind of like a mandate. That's what you did. You got sober. You went to meetings. So that's what I did. I went to meetings. It was a mandate. And I just kind of accepted that was the, so to speak, the penance I paid for doing drugs and alcohol the way that I did, that I had to go to meetings all the time, you know? That was it. You want to be sober, go to meetings. And that's what it's going to be like. And I thought, yeah, it'll be all right, you know, you're just going to hang out. And you know, when I first got here, everybody looked pretty good. I changed quickly. And people weren't so sparkly anymore. And then I started thinking, is this really what I want to do for the rest of my life? Hang out with people like you? And then I realized I'm one of you, so then I was like, hanging out with people like me. I don't even want to hang out with me. Why would I want to hang out with you? You know, and I guess that, you know, I thought, well, maybe after a period of time, you know, you just kind of, you go to maybe one meeting a week, you maintenance it, and then you know, you're off and running, you're good. And I realized, you know, that it's a question that everybody should ask in recovery is, what's the purpose of coming to a meeting? And, you know, in terms of that, for me, I used to come to meetings to socially interact, and that was probably my biggest purpose, since that seemed to fill that kind of gap, you know, something I could do on weeknights or weekends. Instead of going to a bar, I'd go to a meeting. And so it was a social activity for me, and I never really thought that, you know, there should be some place that I go to feed that spiritual side of me, that part of me. And I'd heard stories about people, you know, in like 7 to 10 year area, doing a lot of church thing, you know, and that because there was something missing at meetings and they couldn't get it at meetings, so they were going to get it somewhere else. And I think that story's still going on today. You know, there's a lot of people that just don't, you know, after a while, enough of the stories about getting loaded and, you know, I'm broke and I lost this car and this job and this wife or this husband, and those stories start to wear off after a while, where like, I've heard it so many times. You know, I need something more, and I don't know what it is. I can't even articulate what it is, but I need something more. And the more has been in front of me the whole time. I just didn't know it. And the more that they're talking about is the spiritual growth that they're talking about. We're supposed to develop as we come to meetings and as we begin to apply these principles, these 12 steps, as a way of life. And a way of life is something, a concept in itself. I never looked at the 12 steps as a way of life. I thought you just worked them.